Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to talk about holiday movies for everyone. And already we learned about some movies that came out this season. Maybe you've already seen some of them. Ender's Game, The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, and the new Thor movie. Well, today we're going to be learning about more movies that you might see this holiday season. Now, Carolyn and I just wanted to share about some other classic Christmas movies with you. They're old, they were made a long time ago, but we think that you should see them if you have a chance. What is one movie that you could think of, Carolyn?
Well, there are a lot of classic movies that play 24 hours a day in the U.S., during the Christmas season because they're so popular.
Mm-hmm.
One of those movies would be Miracle on 34th Street, which is about Santa Claus trying to prove that he is real.
All right, that's a great movie. One of my favorites is It's a Wonderful Life. You should really see that movie. I also really like White Christmas. What's another good classic Christmas movie?
Well, I really like A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of great values in that short animated movie.
And of course, there are other ones that have been made recently over the last couple of years. The Grinch, Elf, a lot of cool Christmas movies. Okay, we're going to continue learning about holiday movies right now. Movies that you could see during this holiday season. Let's get started.
Holiday movies for everyone. In the animated film Frozen, the kingdom of Arendelle lies trapped in winter. Anna's sister Elsa is responsible for the spell. Anna teams up with tough mountain man Kristoff and his reindeer Sven. They must find Elsa and save the kingdom before it's too late. In The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, Bilbo and his friends have crossed the Misty Mountains. Now they must travel through Mirkwood Forest. But they must go without the wizard Gandalf. Will they make it to Lonely Mountain, where the dragon Smaug guards the dwarf's gold?
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Movies are a great way to relax. In day two of our entertainment article, we'll learn about some of these fun, fantastical, and festive movies. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Tough. Tough is an adjective. Cowboys are really tough. They can handle bad weather easily. Wizard. Wizard is a noun. The wizard used magic to help his friends. Historian. Historian is a noun. The historian told us all about World War II. Destroy. Destroy is a verb. Don't destroy those photos. Save them. Your more information words are animated. Animated is an adjective. Desolation. Desolation is a noun. Which movie do you want to see most? Think about that as we begin our article.
Two very exciting films that are very different from each other, but wonderful, and I want to see both of them. So, let's get started. In the animated film Frozen, the kingdom of Arendelle lies trapped in winter. Now, this is a great sentence that tells me a lot about the movie. The movie's name is Frozen. It sounds very icy, Gabe.
That's right. I also imagine a lot of white. Blankets of snow everywhere. And of course, we read here that the kingdom of Arendelle lies trapped in winter. Carolyn, I thought that if something was trapped, it was in a certain place and could not get out.
Well, usually we would think of it being trapped, maybe enclosed in something, in a cage, and it can't get out.
Yeah.
But here, this city or this kingdom cannot escape winter. It's trapped in winter, so the whole kingdom is frozen.
It's frozen, okay? And of course, this is an animated film. That means it was drawn or animated by a group of people, okay? They are animators. A-N-I-M-A-T-O-R. Animators made this film. Well, what else do we know about this film?
Well, we continue reading. Anna's sister Elsa is responsible for the spell. So they aren't just trapped in winter, they are under a spell, and Elsa is responsible.
All right, she's responsible for it. That means she caused it. Maybe there was an accident, and you caused the accident. You could say that you are responsible for that accident. Well, we read here that Anna teams up with tough mountain man Kristoff and his reindeer Sven. I love these names, Carolyn. A reindeer named Sven.
Sure, these are some really great names that we're seeing here. Kristoff and Sven, and they have very interesting spellings because they are in this kingdom of Arendelle. Well, we see some really great words and phrases there. Let's take a look at team up with. If you team up with someone, then you join them. You become a partner or part of their team. Gabe, how could you use this phrase?
Well, Carolyn, I enjoy teaming up with you to teach English together. All right, so I can team up with Carolyn, or maybe you want to ask someone, you might say something like this. Hey, let's team up. Let's do this project together.
Great, Gabe. Those are some great ways to use that phrase. And we also have a word from our word bank in this sentence, tough. Now, here, tough does not mean difficult. Mm-hmm. Tough means strong or very difficult to injure or hurt.
That's right. So, of course, this mountain man, Kristoff, is a tough guy. He is not hurt easily. Maybe someone has told you to be tough before. That means it's easy for you to get hurt, but someone is encouraging you, you have to be a little tougher.
That's right. Well, we continue reading about this movie. They must find Elsa and save the kingdom before it's too late. So they are trying to save the kingdom. Now, moving on, we learn about our next movie, Gabe.
Oh, I love this movie. Well, it's coming out soon. I haven't seen it yet. In The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, Bilbo and his friends have crossed the Misty Mountains. All right, Carolyn, you remember the first movie, right?
Oh, yes.
It was very enjoyable. Did you enjoy that movie?
I did. I really, really liked it, and I'm very excited for the second.
I am too. Okay, this one is called The Desolation of Smaug. Now, desolation can have different meanings, right, Carolyn? What could desolation mean?
Well, desolation could mean complete destruction. Mm-hmm. What else could it mean, Gabe?
Well, if you're desolate, that means you are lonely or abandoned. And of course, this dragon lives alone. So actually, this is a very clever title. We're not sure whether this dragon will be destroyed or if he's just or if this is just a story of him and his loneliness and being there guarding all of that treasure. All right, well, this sounds like a very exciting movie.
It does. And we continue. Now they must travel through Mirkwood Forest. So these great names that Tolkien has come up with, the Misty Mountains and the Mirkwood Forest, but they must go without the wizard Gandalf.
What? Without the wizard Gandalf? But he's like the most important part. Well, they really do need his help, but I think they can survive without him. Let's take a look at this word, though. It's from our word bank, wizard. And of course, Gandalf is a famous wizard. How else could you use this word, Carolyn?
Well, a wizard usually refers to a man who can perform magic, and there are lots of mm-hmm. wizards in fairy tales. So wizards and witches are common characters in fantasies.
And so what's another famous wizard? Well, Merlin, the wizard Merlin from King Arthur's tales. And of course, recently many people have read the books and seen the movies about Harry Potter. He's also a wizard. Well, we read here, will they make it to Lonely Mountain where the dragon Smaug guards the dwarf's gold?
Well, I don't know if they will or not. I'll have to watch the movie to find out. But I do know it is time for us to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点，我们来看 tough 这个形容词。Tough 在这里是指艰难的或困苦的。例如 ,this aerobics class is too tough for beginners. 这个有氧舞蹈课程对初学者来说太困难了。或者是 quitting his job was a tough decision for Peter. 其实对 Peter 来说是一个很艰难的决定。Tough 也指坚强的或不屈不挠的。例如 ,Brandon is a tough guy who's willing to face all sorts of challenges. Brandon 是一个敢接受任何挑战的硬汉。接下来我们看的是 desolation 这个不可数名词。desolation 是指遗弃、荒凉、破坏或者是凄凉。例如 ,Bob found his old house in complete desolation. Bob 发现他的旧房子完全废弃了。或者是 Sherry felt a sense of desolation when she left home and started living on her own. Sherry 离家开始独立生活的时候有一种凄凉的感觉。
Well, would you rather join a group of people as they try to save a kingdom that is trapped in winter? Or would you rather join a group of men as they travel to find out about their treasure that is covered and hidden by this dragon Smaug? Well, we have two movies that we've talked about so far today. The first is Frozen, and the second is The Hobbit, Part 2, The Desolation of Smaug.And of course, we have more holiday movies to learn about in the next part of our reading.
Holiday movies for everyone. The film The Monuments Men is based on a true story. A group of art historians and museum people must work together. They race against time to get back some stolen artwork before Hitler can destroy it.What was life like when dinosaurs walked on Earth? Find out in Walking with Dinosaurs. Viewers will feel like they are part of the dinosaurs' world, and some things in that world are very dangerous.
Two more great movies, and the first one is a little bit historical. So let's get into this.The film The Monuments Men is based on a true story. Well, it is based on a true story, Gabe. What does that mean?
Well, that means, of course, that there are a lot of historical elements in this movie. It's based on a true story. That means the director maybe had some liberties. He took the freedom to maybe create his own new story here. But, of course, you can also find some facts.In this story.
Ah, so it's based on a true story, but maybe not the whole movie is true, but a similar story occurred in history. Great, very interesting. Well, we continue reading. A group of art historians and museum people must work together. Interesting.
Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, historian.This is a group of art historians, so people who study art and the history of art. All right, a historian is someone who studies history of some kind. Now, there's something interesting about this word. It starts with an H. Usually, if something starts with an H, you say it's a history or a something, right? But sometimes people use the word an to talk about historian.An historian. You can say either a historian or an historian.
Or you can say historians in general, so you don't have to worry about the article a or an. Historians need to spend a lot of time doing research to write books and share knowledge with other people.
And of course, here we're talking aboutart historians, all right, these people must work together. We read here, they race against time to get back some stolen artwork before Hitler can destroy it. All right, let's take a look at a phrase right there in that sentence, race against time. What does that mean, Carolyn, if you're racing against time?
Well, it means that you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
There's just a little bit, and that means if you don't finish what you are trying to do, something bad will happen. So they're racing against time. Many, many firefighters must race against time when a building is on fire. They try to get as many people out as possible, and they have a very limited amount of time to do it.
It's true. So they race against time. This is a verb phrase. It can also be a noun phrase. You could talk about the race against time. Sometimes Carolyn and I feel like we are racing against time here at Studio Classroom. We only have so much time to teach a lot of things. And let's talk about the next important thing here from our word bank. It's the word destroy. Oh, how do you use this word, Carolyn?
Well, if you destroy something, that means it either is no good, you can't use it anymore, or it's completely gone. So many things get destroyed when there's a fire. As we said earlier with firefighters, they are racing against time to save as many things as possible from being destroyed.
And of course, who is going to destroy these pieces of artwork? Who is going to destroy these things? Hitler. And if you don't know much about Hitler, well, I'm sure you do know about Hitler. You can look him up on the internet. He did not just destroy things, he destroyed lots of people's lives, okay? So this movie, it sounds like it should be an interesting movie about the Monuments Men, okay? And what's the next movie we learn about here?
Well, we have a question. What was life like when dinosaurs walked on Earth? Interesting. Find out in Walking with Dinosaurs.
Find out in Walking with Dinosaurs. You're going to discover what life was like. Viewers will feel like they are part of the dinosaurs' world. Well, that's great. I'd like to go see this movie just so I can feel what it was like to be walking with dinosaurs.
Yes, and I think this is Walking with Dinosaurs 3D. So I'm sure it will be very realistic.
And, of course, we see something here, and some things in that world are very dangerous. So you can see that. All that dangerous activity happening up close in 3D. That does sound exciting.
It does sound very exciting. Well, Gabe, I think that we'll have to go see all of these movies.
I think so, too. But first, we need to see what Steve and Ken are up to in the information cloud. Then we'll enjoy a review skit. And then what else do we have here today?
We have Michelle waiting for us in the language lab.
That's right.
I appreciate how our author writes about all the movies in the lesson today. She gives us just enough information to arouse interest, but not too much that she spoils the film should we want to go see it ourselves.
That's a fine line. Have you ever talked to friends about a new and exciting movie you wanted to see? Then, as you're talking, one of them starts to tell you which character dies, who the murderer is, how the plot takes a surprising twist, or even how the movie ends.
Yeah, there's no need to see the movie after that.
That would be a good time to shout, "Spoiler alert!" Now, this handy phrase alerts people within earshot that crucial information about a movie or a book is about to be revealed.
Say spoiler alert as a friendly warning to others if you think they're getting dangerously close to revealing too much information about a movie.
Or if it's you that's talking about a film and you're about to say something that could spoil the movie for others, say spoiler alert to give others a chance to cover their ears or quickly leave the room.
Or protest. 我们去看电影一定是希望能够从头到尾慢慢的欣赏品味它的内容和细节最讨厌的就是还没有去看旁边就有人说出了结局这真是非常的扫兴今天这篇文章介绍了不同的电影但是作者很聪明他并没有透露任何关键的情节或结局但是有些时候呢有些文章无意间会透露电影的结局 这时作者最好先标示一个 spoiler alert。 spoiler 我们看到 spoil 这个字，它表示糟蹋或破坏，所以名词 spoiler 就是所谓的爆雷。作者用一个 spoiler alert 来警告读者小心有雷。一个有 spoiler alert 的文章，你如果继续读下去，也许会 spoil 破坏你欣赏这部电影的乐趣。 spoiler alert 除了用在所谓的雷文之外，也可以用在口头上。如果你跟朋友讨论一部电影，你要爆雷了，那你最好先讲 spoiler alert， 不想听的人就可以先回避一下。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
The holiday film season is just around the corner.
Oh, so what awaits moviegoers this December?
This holiday season offers it all.
Offers it all?
Yes. One movie is Ender's Game. It's a movie about aliens.
Oh, science fiction fans will like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they will. And then there is the movie Thor, The Dark World.
The Dark World? Is that about...evil beings?
Yes, and Thor must battle against them. Hunger Games, Catching Fire is also coming to theaters.
Yeah, will Jennifer Lawrence win another victory?
Watch it and find out.
Okay, maybe I will. What about animated films?
Look for Frozen.
Frozen? Brr, like ice cream?
A kingdom is trapped in winter and must be saved.
Oh.I hope it's not too late.
Mm-hmm. Another movie, of course, is The Hobbit.
Oh, with Bilbo and the wizard Gandalf?
Mm-hmm. This adventure is without Gandalf's help, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. The Monuments Men is based on a true story. Historians race to get back stolen artwork.
Oh, I like true stories, and ooh, they better hurry.
Yeah. But my favorite is Walking with Dinosaurs.
Hey, dinosaurs don't exist. How can you walk with dinosaurs?
Well, you can do almost anything at the movies.
Oh, yeah. I love the movies. Let's go get some popcorn.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 historian 这个名词。Historian 是指历史学家。例如 ,historians are fascinated by the ancient culture of this tribe. 历史学家们对于这个部落的古老文明感到惊讶。和它相关的名词是 history, H-I-S-T-O-R-Y, 意思就是指历史。例如 ,the course introduces the history of the Roman Empire, 这堂课介绍罗马帝国的历史。最后我们看的是 destroy 这个动词。destroy 是指摧毁或毁灭。例如 ,the city was totally destroyed by the bombing, 这个城市被炸弹轰炸到片瓦不留。或者是 her confidence was completely destroyed when she was laid off. 她因为被裁员而自信全消。她的名词是 destruction, D-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N. 例如 ,the destruction of rainforests is causing a severe ecological disaster. 雨林遭到毁灭正在造成严重的生态灾难。And now let's see what our teachers are up to now.
Today we've talked about four great movies that are just filled with different kinds of adventures. Now, Gabe, which one of these adventures would you want to place yourself in? We talked about walking with dinosaurs, mm-hmm. or traveling with the dwarves to the mountain where Smaug the dragon is. There are so many. Which one would you want to be in?
Well, Carolyn, I love the author J.R.R. Tolkien and everything that he writes about. I would love to be in one of his adventures. So I think my answer is I'd love to go with the Hobbit and the dwarves to see Smaug.
Ah, I see. Well, I think I would really like to be in The Monuments Men. I'm very interested in history, especially World War II and Hitler. Well...We have a lot more to learn tomorrow, continuing this lesson, Holiday Movies for Everyone.
We'll see you then.
Trust at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime.
am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.